international speaker, author, and entrepreneur, and I'm really happy you joined me on the Wayne Sherr Show today. I've been taking a little bit of a break from doing the podcast because it's just been really exciting time, very busy time too. And so now it's time to share with you just a little bit of what's happening. And but first, we're going to talk about making the moment count, because I think that's very important. And many people just don't make the moment count, and they actually think they are making the moment count. Does that sound a little bit confusing? It's actually quite true, and here's why. Because most people are so stressed and frustrated that their beliefs about what's happening or what just happening or what just happened keep them stuck where they are, or even sometimes going backwards. So have you ever wanted the moment or the day to be different? Is that something you've envisioned for yourself? Well, let's take a look at what we can do about that. But first, while you're here, this will cause you no pain. It won't hurt or anything. Go to the go to my URL, WayneSherrShow.com, WayneSherrShow.com, and click the like button in the upper left side. I would appreciate that very much. It's simple. It's easy. It doesn't incur any obligation, puts you on no list, and it just helps me know that somebody's actually paying attention. Actually, I know somebody's paying attention, but I was, you know, like anybody, I like to see a little feedback here and there. You can also write me directly at support@WayneSherrShow.com. And I'd love to hear your input. I'd love to hear your suggestions. I'd love to know what you think. So let's get moving. You ever want the moment to be different? Well, we spend so much time sometimes worrying about the moment, and and we get so stressed and we get so frustrated. Do you ever feel that? Do you ever feel like the moment made everything futile, that this moment just made everything not possible? That's kind of weird, isn't it? Because, you know, when a moment's done, it's done. It's gone. It's not affecting anything because you're in the next moment. When you're in the next moment, you have the total opportunity to do something completely different. Whether the next moment, the next second, the next day, the next hour, the next week, the next month, the next year, whatever that moment you may be encapsulating in your framework right now is, it didn't happen because of what you did in the previous moment. It didn't. That moment was going to exist in the world with or without whatever you just did. That what you just did and just finished doing doesn't control anything. If the moment were different, it would be a different moment. So does that make you crazy? If the moment were different, it would be a different moment, right? Listen to what I just said, right? If the day were different, it would be another day. It wouldn't be the day right now that you just had. So changing your attitude, that was an interesting sound, changing your attitude in a moment is in fact the next moment. And you can actually change your attitude from moment to moment if you wanted to, because what you believe is only a belief. And in most cases, it's easily changed simply by you letting go. So to create the moment you want, you just simply have to let go of the moment you just had that you didn't want. Now, if you like the moment you just had, then your choice is to then build on that moment toward the next moment. You know, real entrepreneurs do not live for the moment. They live for the next moment, and the next moment, and the next moment. They make the next moment happen. It's all based on belief system. Your belief system is everything. It makes things happen. If you believe you can't do something, well, it's like, I believe it was Henry Ford said, if you think you can't, you can't. And if you think you can, you can. I don't know whether it's Henry Ford or who it was. Whoever said it was right. It's whatever you think. I know I can. So I can. How do I know that? Well, I just know. I can do anything. And so can you. You're a human being. So the past moment when you decided to change is gone. It's history, right? Everything that happened, even a moment before, is history. You cannot change it. But what will be the next moment, you can change. Because you decide right now what you're going to do next. You decide right now what you're going to do after that. But what you do next is the only thing that matters, because what you do after that can actually still be changed, even though right now you decided what you're going to do 3 steps from now. If what you do next doesn't work in the moment, then you have the option to change what you do immediately after that, always. Nothing is set for you. You control that totally. Too much time is spent wishing for the moment of the day to be different. And that is futile. Wishing for the moment of the day to be different is futile. The next moment of your day is different, and it's as different as you want it to be. If I choose just to sit right here in my chair and not go anywhere, then nothing, or do anything, then nothing will be different. That's a fact. But if I choose to launch a new business in the next moment, then I just changed everything. Operate from a platform of acceptance. Accept the way the moment is, and then initiate change so the next moment, or the next day, or the next week, or the next month, or the next year is different. It's totally up to you. You make the moment. How to make the moment the best is to know that the next moment can change. As soon as you choose to change, change happens. That's a fact. Those who don't accept that never change. Those who always focused on what somebody else did in the last moment, well, the moment never changes. It just keeps going the way it's going. If you hang out with people that tell you you cannot do whatever it is you dream of doing, and you let them drive your moments, they're actually holding you in the past, because your past got you to where you are, and your inability to accept the ability to change prevents you from going anywhere else. When you decide to change, the past moment is gone. It's history. It's actually already history. The only thing preventing it from being different is you won't do something different in the next moment. You just do the same thing. If you want to be free of your job, if you want to get out of the job you're in, if you want to move on and be independent and be wealthy in whatever way you define that wealth, the only thing you have to do is take the step to change it yourself. If you haven't accepted doing change, then if your routine is you wake up in the morning to your alarm clock and you, I don't know, you go to the bathroom, you do your things in the bathroom, then you go eat your breakfast and drink your coffee, and then you read the newspaper, and then you get into your car and you drive to work, and then you get stuck in the rush hour traffic, and then you get mad and frustrated at the people going too slow, or the people riding on your bumper, or the fact that you can't get where you're going, even though this happens every day, and you treat it like you never knew this was going to happen. And then you get to work and you do the same old routine from the same old spot in your place of work. And your company profits from whatever you do, but your salary didn't change. Your income didn't change. Your value that you perceive for yourself did not change. Well, the only reason that happens is because you won't change the moment. You're not taking real action to move ahead. Now, there's many things in people's beliefs that prevent them from making this happen. You might be saying, well, I did change the moment. I signed up for an opportunity and nothing happened. Well, I'm going to put that right back on you, because what was your belief about the opportunity? Did you believe that you were going to suddenly become profitable without hardly doing a thing in the next 10 or 15 minutes, the next week, or the next 2 weeks, or the next 30 days? If that was your belief, then you have a belief that keeps you in the past moment, because that's not how business works. In fact, entrepreneurs, real entrepreneurs, do not believe they're going to do something without working. In fact, real entrepreneurs, the ones that got ahead, work way more than you work. And that's a fact. You know, here's a little story. Back in the early turn of the 20th century, one of the biggest entrepreneurs was Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie made his money in steel, right? He created the first real big steel business. He became the biggest steel producer in the world, literally. And then he sold his company to Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, for something like $480 million, which in the early 1900s, that was, I don't remember what the translation is to today's money, but it's something like $780 billion or something ridiculously huge, something most of us could not even imagine selling something for. But that's what Andrew Carnegie did. And because he was actually tired of working so hard to create that kind of wealth. And now he had the wealth, so now he wanted other ways to do it, which didn't mean he stopped working. It meant that he would start putting his energy into a different focus. He would change the moment. He would change what he did the next moment and where he put his energy. He did not work less. He did not work less than the workers. Now, there's many people that say that he was very bad. And at certain points, he was actually working people at a very unrealistic pace. But were they actually working harder than him? Well, they probably were working in, not probably, they definitely were working in conditions that were less conducive to success and representative of the value of the worker. I'll give you that. But were they working more? The fact was, Carnegie never stopped working. Now, he was known for going to Scotland and playing golf and doing things like that. But even then, he didn't stop working. Entrepreneurs work. They just work in a different way than you do. They never stop working. They make the moment change. They are constantly working to change the moment. As soon as you choose to change and change the moment, things will be different for you. Now, I constantly change the moment, which doesn't mean I change opportunities. If you want to be successful as an entrepreneur in an opportunity, then you need to commit. Your commitment up front needs to be a year to 18 months to get that opportunity working. That's the reality. I deal with reality. Pisses people off. People think, well, that's not the way it works. Well, then what moment are you living in? Has anything changed for you? If you think that's not the way it works, then you haven't changed the moment. When you're willing to accept that you need to make a 1 year to 18 month commitment to any opportunity you choose, then you are on the path to actually changing your results. I just recently added something to my business, and I was asked, why are you changing opportunities? And the fact was, I'm not changing opportunities. 7-minute workout is my primary opportunity. It's what guides the health and wealth of my life. Without it, I could not be as healthy as I am and not be as healthy as easily as I am. But what I did was I added to my business. I now sell coffee. And it's one of the greatest moves I ever made, because it's one of the easiest things there is to sell. And in the big picture of adding to my business, it makes total sense, because coffee is a pleasure of the entire world. 80% of people in the world drink coffee. So it's a smart move, but it's not a change of opportunities. It's an expansion of opportunities. I've been committed to 7-minute workout, and I still am committed to 7-minute workout, and I still sell that and train people, but I've added to my business. Remember, I ran an organization of over 5,000 people. I understand that I don't have to run every aspect of my business to make it run. And so when I add something to my business, it's not changing my business. It's not changing my opportunity. It's adding to it. And it, but you may not have decided where to start. And that's great. So if you would like to start with a coffee business and you or you want to know about that, then do this. Simply go to goldcoffeecafe.com/more. Goldcoffeecafe.com/more and find out exactly why I've added this to my business. And it might be the right starting place for you. That's up to you. I personally think 7-minute workouts the best place for you to start because the business starts happening on its own. And most people have no experience. So therefore, the leads and the business actually starts happening with you just literally becoming an Elite Syndicate member. So if that's where you would like to begin, which I actually recommend this first, go to WayneSharer.com/fit. WayneSharer.com/fit. And get started there. All right? But it's your choice. The marketing plan for the coffee business is one of the easiest I've ever seen. And like anything I do, it has a product that everybody wants, and it's amazingly good. If you're a coffee drinker, I can assure you, you can sell this. And the plan to do it is so simple, you'll be shocked. So, you know, yeah, I'm taking you back and forth here, but goldcoffeecafe.com, goldcoffeecafe.com, goldcoffeecafe.com/more, M-O-R-E, more, /more, okay? Take a look at that. Watch the presentation. It will reveal to you exactly how easy it is, the four-step plan, which is very similar to any plan that I use for any business anyhow. But you take a look at it. It's up to you. But it's time for you to change your moment. If you're not willing to make a 1-year to 18-month commitment to building either one of these businesses, then you're not willing to make a change in the moment, and thus your next moment will not change. So make your moment count, all right? Take action right now. Go to one of those pages, and I'll see you on the next Wayne Sharer Show.